Given the insufficient previous training, the language barrier, the course was given in Dutch, the lack of facilities, and the shortage of textbooks, it was necessary that Pompey adapt the course to avoid overloading the lessons. The problems were particularly evident in the courses of physics, in particular statistics and fluid dynamics, and physiology, in particular physiological chemistry. On the other hand, he took the opportunity to give extraordinary lessons and demonstrations during the epidemics of intermittent fevers and cholera. In the course of time, the situation improved. Pompey reported in 1859 that the students' command was improved to such a level that an interpreter was no longer needed. In the same year, he received permission to dissect the bodies of two criminals. After September 1861, he had a hospital at his disposal, enabling him to extend the training of students in medical practice.